Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Man with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on climate change and climate action. And according to a new report, rising living costs and climate anxiety are leading to a greater demand for more budget and planet-friendly options when it comes to travel. And how is the travel industry responding to this? Well, very shortly we'll be joined by Roisin Finlay from the Sustainable Tourism Network. But first, we send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out about your experience of sustainable travel and how important it really is.
When I was in Berlin there recently, I stayed in a hostel and they promoted sustainable travel. So they promoted the use of electric scooters and they provided them basically within the hostel and made it very, very convenient and easy to get around on it.
Probably the last thing on my mind, honestly. Yeah, as bad as that sounds, probably would be.
The closest thing is the contribution you can do on like Ryanair flights or something like that.
I stayed in a hotel in London actually, and they had kind of a limit on how many towels you could use, and they had signs up saying please don't take long hot showers. And so yeah, definitely I think sustainability in travel is important, because travel in itself is, you know, inherently kind of wasteful, to be negative.
Well, joining us now is Roisin Finlay from the Sustainable Tourism Network, because no doubt about it, a challenge faces the global tourism industry. And Roisin is here to talk about their commitment to helping the industry offer consumers a more sustainable travel experience. Roisin, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. And as evidenced there and by latest reports, people are looking for a more sustainable travel experience, aren't they?
That's absolutely right, Carol. Thanks a million for having me on. So, yeah, absolutely. It's consumers want sustainable products, and that comes to everything in their lives, but they absolutely want it when it comes to tourism. Booking.com do research every year, and every year it grows the number of people that say they want to travel sustainably. And we know that carries through across the board when it comes to tourism products, that that's what consumers want.
Yeah.
And we know they want to do it for the right reasons, and we know businesses want to do it for the right reasons, but they don't always know how to go about it. And that's where we come in. We are there to help them.
Talk us through then the challenges, because I'm sure that whether you're a big business within the tourism industry or a small business, you're going to have on one level different challenges, but on another, when it comes to sustainability, very similar challenges.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the first things is to understand what sustainable tourism is. And a lot of people, businesses or individuals, don't really understand what sustainable tourism is. They think it's just about your environmental footprint. And that is a big thing, but sustainable tourism is about so much more than that. It's all about, you know, turning your business into one that's really community friendly, looks after your staff, conserves culture and the like biodiversity locally, as well as your energy waste and water and your carbon footprint. So it's a big job, but it's actually very interesting and very rewarding. It just turns the business into a much richer business at the end of the day.
So businesses who come to you, first of all, what are they asking you to help them specifically with? And secondly, how are you helping them?
So I will say a lot of businesses that come to us say, oh, we've done nothing about our sustainability, but we want to start. And then when you get chatting to them, you realise they actually often are doing loads, but what they haven't done is started looking at their energy waste and water and measuring that. The very first thing you need to do before you can improve is measure it. That can feel a little bit daunting for businesses. So the very first thing we do is help them write a sustainability policy, and that gives them a roadmap of how they are going to become a sustainable business. It breaks it down. And we have developed a 6-step program that goes all the way to certification, but you don't actually have to go as far as certification if that's, you know, too much for you. Every step that we have, every chunk of work you do along the way, measuring and putting in place policies to be and implementing those policies, you can earn a reward. You get a badge that you can tell your customers about. They don't say straight away, oh, we're amazing, we're perfectly sustainable, nobody can do everything right. So it's more about saying, this is what we're going to do this year. This is what we're going to do next year. You know, we're going to start measuring and managing our energy. We're going to put in LED lights. We're going to train staff to turn off appliances.
And do you find, Roisin, that the clients who come to you, that they are genuinely worried that if they don't follow this sustainable path now across all those levels that you spoke about, that their business actually, or the viability of their business, could be in danger.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's two things to that. One is it's very well established via research that businesses that don't address sustainability are ignoring a massive risk. It's from every perspective. There's a huge amount of money to be saved. So being more efficient, you know, for certain businesses, if you're not addressing climate change, you are a bigger risk. You know, investment funds now, sustainable businesses are the ones that are attracting more investment. They're growing much faster globally. But then there's the risk with your customer as well, that people are starting to vote with their feet. We're really about trying to be positive in the Sustainable Tourism Network. We know businesses have tons of challenges. So we're not about berating a business because they're doing something wrong. So the more people hear it, the more they start to realise, well, actually, a lot of people are asking for this, so we need to change.
We need to change, yeah. So if there's any businesses listening, Roisin, who are in the tourism industry and who need some help, where do they go?
The first port of call will be our website, so sustainabletourismnetwork.ie, or you can drop an email to info@sustainabletourismnetwork.ie, and you know, we can talk you through it. We can have a chat, you can join, or you can, you know, see maybe that's for down the road. And we also have a conference every year. Now, we've just had it this year, but we've already set a date for next year for the 23rd of January, and that's a really great way to get a good introduction into sustainable tourism and hear from people who have been on that journey. And they're often surprisingly normal. They're not like saints or heroes. They're people who just started working away on small projects and bit by bit made massive differences to their business. And they've often had a massive impact on their own small patch, but also on their communities.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, Roisin Finlay from Sustainable Tourism Network, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Carol.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you have missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now and find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative too on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for listening this week. We will continue our theme on sustainable travel next week when our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn, will talk to us and offer advice on the little things we can all do when travelling to take better care of our planet. That's Hours to Protect next Monday evening, just after 7.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun Naman with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.